So we're holding by the Mishnah on Yudalad days. We learned about Pigul as it applies to one of the two Shtei HaLechem on Shavua, so one of the two sacks of Lechem upon him. So now, continuing on a related topic, not directly connected with Pigul, but more on the question of whether the two of them are considered one unit or not. The Mishnah says, Nitmis achas min achalos, echam nasidorim, if one of the two phallus, one of the two shtei alechem, or one of the two sacks of lechem afanim becomes tamei, Rabbi Yehuda and the shneim yetzur veis asreikim. Rabbi Yehuda says both of them are going to have to go out to be burnt. You can't eat either one of them. The ain korban sibur chaluk, because he says a korban of the sibur cannot be divided. It's an all or nothing thing. It's shtei alechem or nothing. It's 12 loaves of lechem afanim or nothing. You can't have that some of them are going to be tamein, they're off limits, and the rest of them are going to be fine. What's tamein is tamein, and it's off limits, and it has to be burnt. But what's tamein can be eaten, there's no problem dividing it up like that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Elazar, machlokas lifnei zrika. The machlokas would be when the one challah or the one challah or the one or the one sack of lechem afanim became tamei before the zrika. So now the question is whether we're going to do the zrika, whether the zrika is going to make it that the one that was tamei is considered as though it's tahor, not as far as eating, as we're going to go on to say, but as far as that we should consider as though it's there, as though it's intact, as though it's not tummy, and therefore that we should say that we do have a complete thing of lechem afanim. So that would be the machloka, says Rabbi Elazar. Avala acha zrika, but if it was after the zrika, and all of it, in other words, at the time of the zrika, all 12 lechem afanim were fine, then divra hafal, atomah v'tumah says, batar ya'ochol, then everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, would agree that the tummy one is tummy and has to be burnt, and the tahor one can be eaten by the kohenim. So the Gemara says, B'mai pligi, well, according to that way of looking at it, then what's the underlying machloikas? Why in the case before Zirka, v'lifnei Zirka, b'mai pligi, and in that case then according to the Velazar's understanding, then what exactly is the nature of the machloikas of before Zirka? Amar Papa, but sits merata al achilas kamifli. It's like this. We know that the Kohen Gadol sits. Is able to make, we've learned many times before, that the Kohen Gadol sits is able to make that certain cases where korbanos would otherwise have been possible because of Tumah, nevertheless they're considered kosher. We've learned it many times before. This Macholikas Tanoim, whether it applies only when the sits is being worn, or just the fact that it exists, that's a side point that's not relevant to here. The point is like this. When it comes to, for example, let's say the Chelev, the Emurim, or the koimitz of a mincha became tomei, the tzitz allows us to offer it on the mizbeach anyway. Ayin tomei, but the tzitz is the nosa iron of avon kadoshim. The pasuk says iron will bear the sin of the kodshim, which we learn means that in certain cases of tuma you can offer it anyway, and the korban will be kosher by virtue of the tzitz. Now the question is: so I'm going to pop up a tzitz merata al achilas kamechadi. Does the tzitz also have that effect regarding the parts of the korban that are meant to be eaten? So Rabban and Sabri at tzitz merata al achilas. The Chum hold that it does help for the ones that are to be eaten as well. Now it doesn't mean that you can eat them. It doesn't mean that the challah or the lechem afanim that became tomei you'll actually be able to eat. Rashi and Tosfos points out, but it just means that we'll consider for this purpose as though they were not tomei, and therefore we're able to sprinkle the blood on their behalf. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, in Atzitz Merata, Alachilas, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds it does not, and therefore, in other words, the one that's tomei is considered in effect as though it's lost or burnt or what have you, and therefore you can't sprinkle, because everybody agrees that you need to have two shtei alechem, or you have to have 12 lechem upon him in order to be able to sprinkle the blood. The difference is that, so the Chacham was saying, even though right now you only have one of the two loaves is tahor and the other one's tomei, nevertheless the tzitz allows us to consider as though both of them were tahor insofar as the sprinkling. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Now, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda had said she'ein korban sibur cholos, that a korban sibur cannot be divided in two. Rabbi Papa is understanding that's not Rabbi Yehuda's real reason. His real reason is because he holds that the tzitz does not make the other half of the korban acceptable. However, Amalei Rav Huna Breider of Nassim Rav Papa, but Rav Huna Breider of Nassim says to Rav Papa, so you're saying that the machlokas between them is strictly about the things that are eaten, about the things that are meant to be eaten, the shtei lechem or the lechem upon him, implying that if it was just a matter of the things offered on the Mizbeach, then there would be no problem, because even Rav Yehuda agrees with how the tzitz works. The problem with that is, what about when it comes to things that are offered on the Mizbeach? Where everybody agrees that tzitz meratz ala olin, everybody agrees that the tzitz makes things that are offered on the mizbeach acceptable, or pligi, and we still see that. If we hold down, the Chachamim argue about a case involving something offered on the mizbeach as well. Here we talk in the Mishnah about if one of the sacks of the lechem aponim became tummy. What about nitma echad min abozichin? What if one of the bozichin, one of the spoonfuls of lavoina on the shulchan becomes tummy? Now those are not eaten; those are burnt on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnein Yosu B'Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says, go and do them both and offer them on the Mizbeach B'Tumah, L'fi She'en Korban Sibur Choluch, because a Korban Sibur is not divided. And in general, a Korban Sibur can be brought to, a Korban Sibur can be brought to B'Tumah. In fact, so when you say make them B'Tumah, Rashi says actually physically touch one of them to the other, and make the one that was Tahor, make it Tomei. And then, or you don't have to. Rashi explains, if you want to, you could. You don't have to be careful, says Rabbi Yehuda, to make sure that the contents of the one spoon shouldn't touch the other one. In order not to be in the tamei, you want to touch one to the other, go right ahead. Because it's a korban sibur anyway, and a korban sibur can be brought to tumah. And therefore, and therefore it's fine even if both of them are tamei. Tosfos points out, by the way, Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere in Shas holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that when it comes to a Korban Tzibur, it's not even a matter of that we push off Tumah as a result of the Tzitz. It's actually Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But still, the Gemara seems to be saying over here that when it comes to, when you're talking about things that are meant to be eaten, then we won't consider them because of the Tzitz as though they're still intact. But it will, on the face of it, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that it will when it comes to things that are offered on the Mizbeach. The Chum say, whichever one is Tomei is Tomei, and whichever one is Tahor is Tahor, and you're not allowed to be Mitahor it. So we see that. So the question then is, Rav Papa is saying because the tzitz doesn't help for things that are eaten, then in that case, when it comes to bozichim, which are not eaten, Rav Yehuda ought to say that you should keep the one that's tahor. Why should you be allowed to be metameh? The whole point is that the tzitz will help for anything that's tameh, but you certainly shouldn't make it like a chila tameh. So if Rabbi Yehuda is saying, as he said in the Mishnah, she'en korban sibur choluch, anyway a korban sibur is an all or nothing deal, well then we understand why there's no problem being the tameh. If one way or the other, once one of them is tameh, you anyway don't have the whole thing intact, and therefore you might as well make the whole thing tameh, and you anyway going to be using the tzitz. But if you're saying it's a matter of things that are eaten versus things that are burnt, then why, by the case of the bozichin, would Rabbi Yehuda be saying that you should be that you can go ahead and be matame the other one as well. Tosfos asks about the law, about the logic of the flow of the Gemara over here, and if we do find somebody who says that the tzitz is also necessary for things that are offered, that the tzitz is not. Helping for things that are offered on the Mizbeach, then would it work any better? Rabbi Yehuda is saying, make both of them the Tumah, meaning that the Tzitz does work, whereas the Mishnah seems to be saying that it doesn't. So Tosfos wonders at the logic of the Gemara Acharon, talk about what exactly the Papa's assumption is. Anyway, the point is that we seem to see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no distinction between things that are meant to be eaten or things that are meant to be burnt. The Oid, and furthermore, Omer Rav Ashi, also Rav Ashi says, here's another reason to contradict what Rav Papa says. Toshma, we can bring another, again, Rav Papa's premise was that only when it comes to achilas, only when it comes to things that are meant to be eaten, are Rav Papa and Rav Yehuda and the Chacham going to argue. But if it was things that are meant to be burnt, then you would have no machloikas, but we see that by the Ravona, by the Shnei Bozichin, they do in fact have machloikas. And the Oid Omer Rav Ashi, Toshma, Rav Ashi says, let's bring another proof. When it comes to making a Korban Pesach, we know the Korban Pesach is brought to Tumah if most of the Jewish people are Tomei. Does it have to be most? Rabbi Yehuda, I'm after the Shevet Echad Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says even if one single Shevet is Tomei, on the 14th of Nisan. So let's say that Nosia, that Shevet, died, and everybody from that Shevet went to attend the funeral, v'chol ha-shevatim tahorin, and all other 11 shevatim are tahor, yasu b'tumah, nevertheless, everybody can bring the Pesach b'tumah, v'fisha in korbanas tzibur cholot, because again, a korban tzibur is not separable. Every individual korban, every individual shevet is called a kohol. We learned about this a few months ago in Horius when it came to the parhelim dover shal tzibur, that Rabbi Yehuda had held that every individual shevet is called a kohol. Therefore, we can call it tumah hutra b'tzibur. Kohol and tzibur are practically synonyms. So therefore, and since a korban tzibur is not brought by some yes and some not, therefore, once one kohol is tameh, then all of them are able to be tameh. Whereas according to Chachamim, we would say that no, everybody else would make Pesach Rishon, and that particular Shevet would all be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, where does the tzitz fit in over here? Here you're saying that's a matter of because you have an entire kohol, then therefore you do the korban b'tumah. And the point is, in other words, that you even eat the korban Pesach in this case when the people are tumah, you eat it b'tumah as well. So the fact is anyway that tzitz is only helpful when it's the korban that's tumah. Then we can say that tzitz makes it as though the part of the korban that was meant to be offered, and we're discussing now as far as the part that's to be eaten, is tahor. But it for sure doesn't help the people. If people are tumah, then the tzitz does not make it considered as though they are tahor. The Gemara elsewhere explains, since the pasuk says, the Nasa Aaron, that's Avona Kadoshim, Aaron should bear the guilt of the Kodshim. We learn from that, the Kodshim, not the Makdishim, not the people who made the Korban Kodesh. So we learn from that, the Sith does not help when people are Tomei, to make them as though they're Tahar. For that, you need other factors. For that, you need that Tumah Dechoyo or Hutra B'tzibur, as the case may be. So in that, and we still see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you go ahead and bring the korban. So it's not a matter of that he holds anything about the tzitz. It's obviously something else. It's what he says in the Mishnah, ein korban tzibur cholot, because that's the reason that he's using in connection by the korban Pesach. So in other words, fine, you could say there are cases where he would say that maybe we could say he's relying on tzitz, but we see that's not his reason across the board, because we see that even in the case of the Korban Pesach, where that's not relevant, he still says, in Korban Sibur Cholok, and therefore in our Mishnah, we don't have to really invent a new reason, we could say he's the same thing. Ve'oid, and furthermore, here's another question on Rapapa. Ha'omer Ravina, Toshma, Ravina says, here's another proof from our Mishnah. Nikmas achas min achalas, if one of the chalas of Roshay Alechem became Tomei, oy achas min asdorim, or one of the two stacks of Lachem Aponim, Rabbi Yehuda and Mishneim Yetzul Veis Asrefa, Rabbi Yehuda says you take them both out to be burnt. Lafi she'en korban sibur choluch, and he says clearly, because a korban sibur is not divided, so it can't be that part of it is going to be kosher and part posel. Whatever is tomei is tomei, whatever is tahor has to be eaten the tahor. The im isa, now if you're going to tell me, the papa, that Rabbi Yehuda has a different reason, that his reason is really because of the machlokas and how the tzitz functions, then he should say, then he should say the reason is because the tzitz does not help regarding the parts of the korban that are meant to be eaten. It helps as far as the blood or the emurim or the koinets or whatever, which are meant to be burnt on the mizbeach, which are meant to be applied to or burnt on the mizbeach, that they are, even if they're chomei, the tzitz makes, allows us to consider them as though they were tahor. But therefore, if you heard it would say, it only works for that. It does not work for the parts that are meant to be eaten. And therefore, when we talk about the shtei halachim, or the lachem aponim, neither of which is offered on the mizbeach, then we can say that the tzitz does not help with those. So that would be Rabbi Yehuda's logic. So not like Rav Papa is saying that it's a matter of how the tzitz functions. Ella, no, rather we have to say Omer Rav Yochanan. Rather, the answer is not like Rav Papa says that's Rav Yehuda's reason, but rather the reason behind what Rav Yehuda says in Mishnah is like Rav Yochanan says. Talmud Oruchu B'Fiv Shol Rav Yehuda. It's an established piece of learning in Rav Yehuda's mouth. She'en korban sibur cholot. That a korban sibur is not divided in two, and it's an all or nothing thing. And therefore, if one of them is tamei, then the other one is automatically considered tamei and off limits as well. And therefore, you have to burn the whole thing. Rabbeinu Gershom points out that based on this, now that the Gemara has come to that reason, then we don't need Rabbi Lazar's statement at the beginning of the Sylvia that there's a difference between before Zrika and after Zrika, because even after Zrika, we would still say in Korban Sibur Cholot. On the other hand, the Rambam writes in Kiddush Mishnayos that no, in fact, actually, the machloka still would be only before Zrika, even after Zrika. But if it's after Zrika, then yes, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you can go ahead and eat whatever part remains tamei. Incidentally, in some editions of the Gemara, including in the regular Vilna one, instead of Talmud Aruch, it's Limud Aruch. This is the censor is for some reason at some point the Goyim decided they don't like the word Talmud, and therefore many times in the Gemara when it says the word Talmud, even not in the context and even not meaning the Talmud as in the entire body of Shas as we have it, but just in other senses, like when we use over here, they many times changed it to Limud or Shas or other such phrases like that, but it's really supposed to be Talmud Aruch, an established teaching. The Mishnah says, "Atoidim afagelos if alechem, v'alechem enim afagelos atoid." Now let's talk about a korban toida. A korban toida you have is the actual korban itself, the actual animal that's brought as a korban. It can be a cow, sheep, or goat, male or female. In that sense, it's similar to a shlamim. But also, a toida comes together with 40 loaves of bread, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. So now, a toidim afagelos is alechem. So now, if when you're doing one of the four avodas of a korban toda, you have in mind the thought of chutz mano, then it will cause not only the korban itself will be kegel, but so will the bread as well. But vice versa, the bread does not make the toda kegel, in the sense that the four avodas have to do with the body of the korban. They have to do with the animal. They don't have to do with the bread. What we mean is what he had in mind. What he had in mind to eat the next day. Kesed, what do we mean? Shochet as a toida, lechol memen lemachar. If he shecht the toida and has in mind that he's going to eat some of the meat of the korban, that he's going to eat some of the meat of the korban tomorrow. Now, a toida is only yom v'layla ad chatzos, as we say in Ezra Mekoyman. So tomorrow is already past the deadline. Had it been a regular shlomim, there would be 2 days, but, yeah. So then, shiva lechem mufugolim, the din will be then that both the toida, both the animal itself, and the lechem will all be considered pigle, and if a person eats a kazayis from any of them, he's chayiv kodesh. But lechem and alechem lemacher. But if he shechts the toida, having in mind he's going to eat some of the bread tomorrow, alechem mufugol, the bread is indeed pigle, va toida ain't mufugelas, but the toida itself is not pigle, and therefore if he eats from that animal, he's not going to be chayiv kodesh. The korban is going to be possible. So the implication is that the korban is going to be possible, and the Sfasena says so. Although the Rambam seems to be saying, the Rambam uses the expression that the Torah remains the Shleimusa, which implies that the Torah itself remains good. So it's a perfectly valid korban. Now, the person will not have been Yotze bringing a Torah, because a Torah by definition comes with loaves of bread, and here you don't have, because they're pigles. So he will have to bring another Torah, but this korban itself will be kosher, and the Koyanim and the owner will be able to eat it, according to the Rambam. Whereas according to Rashi, when he says, Ein onush kodesh is mashma, that it says nachma, that it's fossil. Similarly, the Mishnah says, similarly, you have the same relationship is between the zivchei shamei tzibur, the two sheep that are brought on Shavuos, and the shtei alechem that go with them. Same kind of thing. Kvosim mefaglenes alechem, shechting the kvosim and having in mind that he's going to eat some of them the next day, where they're also kodshim and they have to be eaten only that day. Then mefaglenes alechem, then that causes the bread will also be pigle. But if he has in mind to eat the bread the next day, then it doesn't make the sheep pigle. He shechts the kvasim and has in mind to eat some of them the next day. then Hain v'Halechem v'Fugolin, they and the bread are all considered table because the bread is secondary to the Kvasim, the same way as the bread of the Torah is secondary to the Torah. But Lechel is Halechem l'Macha, but if he has in mind only to eat the bread tomorrow, Halechem v'Fugol v'Kvasim ain't v'Fugolin, only the bread is pigol, the Kvasim are not. Okay. So the Gemara says, my timer. Why would we say that the Torah makes the bread pigol? We know that bread comes together with the korban, but why is that a reason? If the korban itself becomes pigol, why does that automatically make that the bread is going to become pigol? Tosfos points out the Gemara is going to have here. The Gemara is going to discuss it briefly later on, and in the eighth perek of our Masechta on that day, we're going to discuss the whole matter of the Torah, the bread that goes together with it. We're going to discuss this whole matter of the interconnection between the Torah and the bread in more detail. Are you going to say it's based on what Rav Kahana says? Da'amar Rav Kahana, as Rav Kahana says in that sugya later in the Masechta, Da'amar Rav Kahana, minayin l'lachmei Torah shenikru Torah. How do we know that the bread of the Torah is called Torah, which is negeya as far as various areas of halacha, not just as far as pibul? Shenema v'hikri v'al zevach ha-Torah, because the puzzle says you should offer it together with the zevach of the Torah. And if the hikr al zevach ha-toida chalas, that together with the zevach ha-toida, he should bring chalas. Now the point is, if it didn't mean to say that the chalas are considered on the toida, then it would have put chalas first. The hikr chalas al zevach ha-toida. By saying the hikr al zevach ha-toida chalas, that implies the chalas are part of the definition of toida. So therefore, you're going to say, well, we know that if part of a korban becomes pigol, the whole thing becomes pigol. We had the other day a discussion where Rav Huna had wanted to say that according to Rav Yossi, if part of a korban becomes pigol, the whole thing doesn't necessarily. But we ended up shooting that down. So therefore, we see from that pasuk that the bread is called part of the Torah. Well, in that case, then the din should be the other way around, the same thing. If he has in mind to eat from the bread the next day, then also the korban should be pigol, and yet the Mishnah is saying that not. So why? The same way as, for example, with the meat, there's no difference between one part of the meat and another. The same thing. There shouldn't be a difference based on that between the meat and the chalas. And the one says, holy kasha, that's not such a big question. Lechem, ikri toida, toida la ikri lechem. You can say it really simple. The bread is called toida, but the toida, the animal, is not called lechem. So therefore, when he says, I have in mind to eat from the bread tomorrow, then that doesn't automatically include the toida as well. But the Gemara says, fine, so that works as far as the toida. But what about the Mishnah continues? Hakvosim mefaglanas alechem va'alechem enim mefaglos hakvosim. That the kvosim, the shalmei tzibur on Shavuos, if he has in mind to eat them past the time, then it makes the shtei alechem pigul. But having in mind to eat from the bread doesn't make the sheep pigul. Why? Lechem hecha ashlucham de ikri kvosim. Mela with the toida, fine. You can say based on the phrasing of the pasuk, it means that the bread is considered toida, but we never find that the shtei alechem are called kvasim. So in that case, why should we say that having in mind to eat from the kvasim makes the lechem pigul? El lav heiner timer, but so rather the answer is that's not the real reason. The lav is in parenthesis, and Sven Kodjin takes it out. The most usual style in this kind of thing would be el heiner timer. Rather, here is the real reason: lechem glau toida, because the bread is brought for the sake of the Torah. Glau, like the word biglau. When you shech the Torah, is the point where the lechem becomes kodesh. The in Torah glau lechem, glau the lechem, but it's not the other way around. The Torah is not together with the bread in the sense that the Torah, the animal of the Torah, does not become kodesh by anything having to do with the bread. It becomes kodesh when you shecht it. So the bread is considered a tuffle to the korban. Same thing, lechem glal de kvasim, the same thing when it comes to the shtei lechem. The shtei lechem are considered the bread comes because of the kvasim, and when you shecht the kvasim is when the bread becomes kodesh, and not the other way around. They ain't kvasim glal de lechem, but the kvasim are not because of the bread, it's the other way around. Now, we are going to have a machlokas later on in the Masechta. We're going to have in the fourth peret, if you have only one without the other, do you offer them? We're going to have a machlokas, benanas, and Rabbi Akiva, benanas holds that each one could be brought without the other. Rabbi Akiva holds that no, you have to bring, if you don't have lechem, if you don't have shtei lechem, you don't bring the kvasim even. So there's an explanation that maybe here we're talking specifically according to Ben Nanas, that we're saying that the lechem is certainly considered a tofel because you would bring the kvasim. He holds regardless, he holds you can't bring the lechem without the kvasim, but he holds that you can bring the kvasim without the lechem. So maybe our sugya is going according to Ben Nanas, but then the Sfasena says that no, even Rabbi Akiva would say that the kvasim are still the ikur, because again, you shech them, and now the lechem becomes mutter. You could, according to him, bring, you could say there's a case where you bring the lechem by itself, by the kvasim themselves, but nevertheless, when you bring them together, the kvasim are what make the lechem mutter, not the other way around. So now when he has a thought, a piggle about the kvasim, automatically it will affect the lechem and not vice versa. And we're going to learn later in the Masechta that there are other examples where we're saying that the two of them are dependent only in that way. For example, we're going to talk about where he shechted the kvasim, or he shechted the Torah, and the bread was not completely baked yet, or the bread was outside the azara, or different other things like that, where then we say it has to be properly baked and inside the azara, and then it becomes kaddish with the kvasim, and if not, then not. Now, why do we need both cases in our Mishnah? Utsichi. Now, we need to be told in both cases that the bread will become piggle along with the korban. Ni'ashmin and Toda, if we were told only by the Toda, you would say, Hosam Hodikim Fagul Balacham Lamichvila Toda, you would say if he has in mind to eat the bread the next day, then the Toda doesn't become piggle. Fine. Mishum Delay Huskaku, Zelazed the Tnufa. Because you don't have to do Tnufa of the two of them together. You do tnufa when it comes to a toida. The koyin and the owner hold it together and wave, but not the entire thing. They wave the chaz of the shoik, the breast and thigh of the animal, together with one of each of the four types of chalas, and then those are given to the koyin, and the rest of it goes to the owner. But you don't have to do the Rambam actually writes that you do them together. But the point is that you don't do it while the animal is alive. You do it with parts of the animal after it was shechted. Other Mefarshim point out that even the Rambam is saying, in practice, you do them together, but you're not actually required to. As opposed to with Abba Kvasim, when it comes to the Shtei Alechem and the Kvasim, it's required to do the Tznufa of them together with the loaves, and in fact, we do it with the entire sheep while the sheep are actually alive. Ema kimasagov Alechem, literally nami with Kvasim. So you would think, if he makes the Alechem piggle, then automatically the Kvasim should also become piggle because they're completely interdependent as far as the Tznufa. Therefore, Tzricha. Therefore, the Mishnah needs to tell us about the case of the Shtei Alechem. Then the Mishnah could have told us only the case of the Shtei Alechem, but fine, it's common enough for the Mishnah to tell us a lesser chiddush and then a greater chiddush, and so it is over here. The greater chiddush is by the Shtei Alechem. So the Gemara continues. So now, what about if he has in mind when he shechts the toida that he's going to eat a kazayis combined of the animal, of the meat, and of the lechem, a half kazayis of each one? The next day, mahu, what would be the din? Do they combine together to make pigle? And Rabbi Lazar explains that if gulei toida lami boyli, when it comes to the question of whether that will make the toida itself piggle, then I have no question. Of course it won't be piggle. Hashka kulei milachma lemifgula. If you're saying, we said in the Mishnah that if he has in mind to eat an entire kazayas of the bread, then the toida doesn't become piggle, only the bread becomes piggle. Mimeno milachma miboya. Would I need to ask in the case where he has in mind to eat from it and its lechem together, and even though, yeah, he's having in mind to eat from it itself, but it's only half a kazayis, and a half kazayis doesn't count. So obviously then my question is not that. My question would be, as far as making the bread people, would we say, would we say that the toda combines meat, starta totally, gula lechem, does the tota combine to make the full amount of kezias and make that the bread will be pigle, and therefore only the bread will be pigle, not the korban, or maybe not because they're two different minim, maybe only if he has in mind to eat a full kezias of the bread, then the bread will be pigle and otherwise not. Rashi uses the expression d'shayer b'machshava, that he left out something in his machshava, maybe the bread is not pigle because d'shayer b'machshava, because he left over something of his machshava, meaning he didn't have a machshava out of full kezias of one thing. On the side of here, it brings that there are a couple of other gusois of what Rashi is saying. You could say that maybe the bread is not pickled, the shayach machshavas toda, because the bread is shayach, because over here it's shayach too, partially thought about the toda, and therefore that's not good enough to make it pickled. Or another gusa, the siyah machshava, he helped with the machshavas. There are different understandings among achronim about different possibilities of what Rashi. Of what Rashi means. Is it that he didn't think about the lechem by itself, and they're two different minim, and therefore they don't combine together, and the fact is he didn't think of a kezias that has to do with the bread itself. One way of looking at it, Taras HaKodesh explains, when he has in mind to eat the kezias, look, not all of it is going to be pickled, because the half of it, that's the toida, is not pickled. So now, in other words, you only have, in effect, you only thought about a half of kezias, so you don't have a shear. Whereas if you say that it is pickled, you would say, you know what, because a chatzi shear is mutter min atoida, but the fact is, it can combine together for pickle, and now you have it combined together with the half kezias of the bread. So that's the question. Amalei, so Rav answers after zu alachem befugel. As a matter of fact, yes, in this case also, then the bread will be considered pigle. Vatoda ain't befugelas. However, the toda will not be considered pigle. No part of it, even the half kezias that he thought about. So the Gemara asks, Vamai, why should we say that the bread is pigle? Lema kavachomer. Why don't we say that a kavachomer would tell us that it's not pigle? When it comes to the toida, which is itself what's capable of causing pigle, because, as we said in the Mishnah, when he has in mind to eat from the toida, then the bread will, if the chutz is manu, then the bread will become pigle as well, in the spagel, but rather saying that the half kezias of it will not become pigle, and it's not the spagel, also in the sense that we said in the Mishnah, it's not subject to pigle if he had in mind something else, the bread. Then Hambola Fagel like pigle. Here it is trying to make pigle, but it doesn't, because you're trying to say that the bread, you're trying to say the half kezias of bread is, you're trying to make the toda pigle with it, but it doesn't, because as you said in the Mishnah, having in mind the bread doesn't make the toda pigle. Ain't it didn't show you spagel, how much more so that it should not become pigle. Based on this kabbalah, it shouldn't work to say that anything should become pigle over here. Whether we mean certainly not the toda itself, but not even the bread, even but still, if even by combining together the half kezias of the toda itself. Tosfos compares this to, at the beginning of Makkos, you have a similar kind of argument over there, where the Gemara tries an explanation. Why is it that certain Edom Zomimin, you have a case over there, it describes where Edom Zomimin come and say that a certain Kohen is a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, we don't make them, if it turns out they're Zomimin, we don't make them, even if they're Kohen, Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, instead we give them Malkus. And the Gemara brings over there Svara of Bar Pada, who uses a similar Kavachomer to say that a Kohen who makes his children halalim by marrying a grusha, he himself doesn't become a halal, how much more so here where they failed to make him a halal. And then the Gemara shoots that down, because then the Gemara says in that case that you break down the whole concept of Edom Zomim. And Tosfos actually goes in and explains over here the Svara, and explains a different meaning of the Kavachomer over here. And here we're saying that, so one way of saying over here is that so again, Rashi understands that Rashi had said the vote is that the toda, which is capable of making the bread pigle, But it itself does not become piggle by virtue of the half kazayas of bread. How much more so the bread, which is trying to make piggle and doesn't even accomplish that on the toda, how much more so it itself should not become piggle. So now, in a similar way then, the bread is coming to make that the half kazayas of the toda will combine with it and make it that the whole thing will puzzle, but it doesn't, but it doesn't work that way below piggle. It doesn't in fact combine together with it. Then how much more so it shouldn't make itself piggle either. So why don't we say that? So the Gemara says, what's the problem? What makes you think we learn a kavachomer along those lines? Well, Tanya, we learn it a brisa. I'll give you a different example of something that was going to aser something else and failed to do so, and it still becomes aser. The brisa says, ma'aseh be'echad shel zorah karmer shachaver. It happened once that one person planted seeds of grain or vegetables in somebody else's vineyard. He planted in somebody else's vineyard smodar when the vineyard was already at the stage when the grapes are starting to blossom forth. So Rashi explains it's not really significant for the story that they were smodar, it just happened to be that way. Tosfos, on the other hand, points out that the only reason, now like this, the Chachamim are going to say the vines are mutter because einonim osir dava sheina shaloi. The point is, the point is, had it been that they were fully ripe grapes, you might have said there's a different reason why they would say they're mutter because they're fully ripe. Therefore, we're talking about no, they were smadar, they were in a very early stage of blossoming, and nevertheless, the Chachamim said they're mutter. The osiris as roim, they said the seeds are osir because kalaya karen. But they said that the vines are mutter because einonim osa drava she'ena shaloy. A person cannot aser something that doesn't belong to him. Tosfos points out there's a Mishnah in Kilayim that talks about exactly that. You have a case where a person takes for example his vines and stretches them over somebody else's growing grain. Where if it was all his own, it would become ulcer, but because it's somebody else's grain, then therefore the Mishnah says over there, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, Einonim osir drava she'ena shaloy. A person cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to him. So in the same vein over here, they said that the grain that this person planted over there illegally becomes ulcer, but the vines are mutter. Incidentally, in Kilayim over there, you have a very unusual thing. Yeah, you look at most standard printings of Mishnayos, you'll find that you have its Perek Zion of Kilayim, Mishnah Dalad Hay. You have the Mishnah bears two numbers. So in some editions of Mishnayos, they split it up into one Mishnah, the first half of it is Mishnah Dalet, and the second half is Mishnah Hay. But there are editions where they actually have it combined together. It's an interesting explanation. If you look in a Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos, you have one of the Pirushim.
Unless there was no paragraph in the Ksav Yad.
Yeah, so maybe in Ksav Yad, it was all in one paragraph or something. This is an explanation, and on the Gemara over there, on the Mishnah over there, if you're looking at Yochanan Bar's Mishnah, it's one of the first over there. I think Chayin Osher, but I don't remember, gives a whole Kabbalistic idea behind it. Kilayim represents us being stuck in dollars, and Zion, the seventh parak, represents Malchus and Dalet and Hay. He talks about how we have to lift it from Dalet, from being poor, to Hay, to being close to Hashem. And therefore, in token of that, you have two Mishnayos in Perek Zion and Kilayim. Dalet and Hay are stuck together over there. Interesting stuff. Anyway, so the point is that why would we say that the seeds are also lema kavachomer? Try to make the same kavachomer. Umaha oiser madach the grapes, which are considered the thing that makes oiser, because fundamentally the iser is to plant things in a vineyard. So it, which is trying to make osir, ain't a nest. Now, it itself doesn't become osir, because again, we're saying that it itself, the vines don't become osir, because ain't on them osir, drava she'ena shaloi. Well, then, the seeds, which are coming to aser, and doesn't actually aser, because they don't make the grapevines osir, and again, shaloi is aser, how much more so that they don't become osir? The fact that we don't say that, the fact that we say that we do in fact ask for the seeds, show that we don't make such a kavachomer. So therefore, so the same way Rav is not obligated to make that kavachomer, and he can very well tell Rabbi Elazar that in his case, with the half kazayis of toida and half kazayis of bread, that the bread will indeed be osir as pickled. However, the Gemara says, Hochi hashta, what kind of a proof is that? It's not really the same thing at all. Also, when it comes to Kalaya Keren, fundamentally, canvas the loof osra Torah. The Torah really only answers when you're talking about planting other things in a vineyard. Minat Torah, it would only be osra when you're planting canvas loof. Canvas is as hemp. In English, you have the word cannabis, like the drug that's made from it. It comes from the same word. Loof, Rashi defines, is a type of beans. There are other Rishonim who understand that's a type of onions. So those kinds of things, Rashi explains those two reasons. First of all, they have roots that stay in the ground and they don't disappear. Many kinds of grain or vegetables in general, what you have is you harvest them for the season and the roots also die off, and the next year you plant new ones. As opposed to these kinds of plants, canvas and loof, they remain, the root remains in the ground from year to year, similar to trees and similar to grapevines. Torah is saying those are the kind you can't plant in a vineyard. So Rashi says another reason, because canvas and loof grow in clusters, sort of like grapes. There are other reasons that Rishonim give. That Amnon gives a reason because it takes canvas and loof a long time to grow, and their growth cycle is very similar to that of grapes, in that it takes a couple of years for them to actually mature. So the Torah fundamentally answers only those things. All the other kinds of things that a person plants in a vineyard is really also only Dirabbanan. Tosfos also points out, by the way, the Gemara elsewhere tells us that there's an opinion of Rabbi Yoshia that says that Kalaya Kerem would be also on a Daraisa level, or he'd be Chayav for Malkus on a Daraisa level, only if he plants a wheat kernel and a barley kernel and a grape seed all at one time. And the halacha is indeed like him. Nevertheless, we have many Sam Mishnayos that are not like him. So Ditznan, as in fact we learn in the Mishnah. If a person's field was planted with hemp or with loof, lo yehezerei al gabehem, he can't go and plant grapevines where those plants were growing. And you can't say, well, we're going to wait until they start germinating, and then we'll plow up the field and destroy the newly growing plants. It doesn't work. Shehen osis for shalashanim, because those plants continue to produce from the same root for 3 years. So just plowing them up is not going to help. There's still going to be canvas and loof growing from them in later years. So when it's a minat Torah, those are the things that are also in Kalaya Kerem. Shauzro in Midirabbanan Huda City. All other kinds of seeds are only also Midirabbanan. Now there is an explanation that's brought from Rabbi Natan that actually grain would also be also minat Torah. So what it means is grain as well as canvas for loof would be all the things that are also minat Torah. Again, you have Rabbi Yoshi's opinion that you actually have to be planting grain literally together with the grape seed in order to be chayev. But in any case, so then you can say here we're talking about other kinds of seeds. So according to the simple meaning, it would be anything other than canvas and loof. According to Rabbi Natan, you'd have to say that he planted other kinds of vegetables or other kinds of grains outside the five. Anyway, so those are only Dirabbanan. So then we can say, Hai de Ovidi Sura Kansur Rabbanan, only the one who did the Isura, the Chachamim, going to penalize him. Hai de Ovidi Sura Le Kansur Rabbanan, the one who did not do the Isura, the owner of the vineyard. We're not going to ask for the vineyard because of what the other guy did. We're not going to say that by something did Abba. So therefore, so you could say the kavachomer is a good kavachomer, but it would apply only to things that are icy. Aval hachalei ma kavachomer. But over here, the fact is Rav could have used this kavachomer to say that in fact the lechem is not pigul at all. In this case of the half kezayis and half kezayis. So the Gemara drops this subject over here, and then the Gemara is going to go on to a different version of the discussion, and then at the end we'll talk about what the halacha is. So the Gemara continues, the ikud maskilak vasi. Some learn that the discussion of Rabbi Lozer and Nav was not about the toida and the bread that goes with it, but rather about the kvasim, the zivcha shamit sibur, and the shea lechem that go with that. According to this version, Bominir, Rav Elazar, and Rab. According to this version, Rav Elazar starts by asking Rab, Ashechet was a Kvasim, Lechel Kazayas Mehenim Melachmon, Posit Shech Kvasim, having in mind that he's going to eat a Kazayas partially from them and partially from the bread beyond the time, Mahu, what would be the din? And again, he says, Lech Guli Kvasim, Lech Hamir Boyli. If you think the question is about as far as making the Kvasim piggle, then no, I have no question. We know for sure they're not. Ashra kulin milechem loy mitzkali. We said in the Mishnah that if he has in mind to eat an entire kezias of the bread past his man, the kvasim don't become pigle. The henem milachem miboya. Needless to say, the same thing would be if he wants to eat some of them and some of the bread. Kikom miboyali leif guli lechem. The question would only be as far as making the bread pigle. Mean it starts with kvasim leif guli lechem oloy. The kvasim combined together with the to make that now the bread will be pigle. The half kezias of the kvasim with the half kezias of bread, or not, because they're two different minim as we talked about before. And in this version also, omalei. In this version also, Rav says to Rav Elazar, Afazu, also in this case, just like we said in the Mishnah, the bread will be pigle, the kvasim will not, because they don't combine together to make the kvasim pigle. Even that half kezias of the kvasim he had in mind will not be pigle. However, if he eats any of the lechem, then that will be pigle. So the Gemara goes through the same thing as in the previous version. V'amai, why would Rav say the bread is pigle? Lema kavachlema, why doesn't he use the kavachlema like before? Omaha mafagel eni mesnagel. Madach, the kvasim, which are capable of causing pigle to the lechem, and yet to be here, eni mesnagel, they themselves are not becoming pigle in this case, because he had in mind about only half kazayas of them. So it doesn't become pigle. Habola fagel, well then the bread which comes to make the other thing pigle, veloy pigle, and it doesn't in fact make the kvasim pigle, ain't a din. Shaloy fagel, how much more so that it itself should not become pigle? And the Gemara asks again, Umiyamin kavachoymer ki hai gavna, since when do we make such a kavachoymer? Well, Tanya, we said, Maisa be'echa chazora kamish achavere smada v'chola. We have the case where a person planted some kind of seeds in somebody else's vineyard when the vineyard was a smadar at the blossoming stage. Elsewhere, by the way, Rashi defines smadar to be exact is when the flower from which the fruit develops. Fruits develop from flowers on the trees or on the vines or whatever. When the flower petals fall off and you can first see the tiny little fruits, that's called smadar. So somebody had planted at that point, it just happens to be that way, according to Tosfos, there's a particular reason to mention that. Anyway, and we have the whole thing that we said that only the seeds are also the grain is not. Ramai, now why, lema kavachoymer, we should say the same kavachoymer that we said before, maha oiso eni neser, madach, the grapes which are coming to aser, the other themselves don't become aser, abal leser, but I also eni din shalais aser, then the seeds which came to aser, but they don't aser, the grapes, eni din shalais aser, how much more so they don't become aser, and the fact is we see that they didn't pass them like that, and therefore we see that kavachomer is not valid, and why would we ask why Rav doesn't use that kavachomer, and again the Gemara says the same as in the previous version, hachi hashta, how do you think to compare, hosam canvas veluf aser torah. There, the Torah fundamentally asks only canvas and luf to plant them in a vineyard. But all other kinds of seeds are also only drabanan, or according to Rabbi Netam, all of the seeds outside of those and the five grains. So therefore, haiga over the surah kan surah drabanan. So the one who did the isur and planted the seeds there illegally, then the chum penalized him and asked his seeds, even though we might have used that kavachoymer to tell us that it shouldn't, but the chum penalized him. The loy over the surah kan surah drabanan, but the one who didn't do the isur, the chum have no reason to penalize him. So therefore, when it comes to, so when there's a reason to do that knas, then we don't apply that kavachomer. But over here, lema kavachomer, the kavachomer should be a good kavachomer, and therefore we should ask on Rav why he doesn't use that kavachomer. And in that case, then it would also mean, so then we don't yet have a reason why Rav would say what he says. Okay. So, as Gemara points out, so you have two different versions of how the discussion went. What Rav Elazar had asked Rav, and what Rav had answered. So the Gemara says, "Man demasni la toida." The first version that says that the question was on the toida kol shekhen akvasim. Then how much more so the question would be on the shnei kvasim? Because they're more interdependent, as we said on Amar Aleph, as far as being waved together. Uman the Maskev Akvasim, but the version, the second version, that it was only about the Kvasim and the Shalachim, he would say, no, maybe the question was only there. Kvasim, because only when it comes to the Kvasim and the Shalachim, where they're required to be together as far as Tinufa, so then we consider that they're all considered one big unit. Fine. We said at the beginning, we said before that the Mishnah tells us that the kvasim are not mafagel, that the bread is not mafagel the kvasim, because even though they all wave together, nevertheless we said lechem glau kvasim, the bread is brought only because of the kvasim, not the other way around. Nevertheless, that svara is good enough. So therefore, the result of that is that having in mind a whole kezias of the bread is not mesagel the kvasim, but here we're talking about combining them together, then the fact that they're together, then the fact that they all wave together is enough reason for us to argue that we should consider that they combine together as far as making pickle. So according to that version, only in that case, but when it comes to the toida, where they're not waved together. They don't have to be waved together. And again, even they're waved, but not necessarily together, or not necessarily the whole carbon. So then, Lloyd, then you don't have that suffix, and therefore the answer is that in that case, the bread would not in fact be pickled. So in fact, in both cases, the Rambam ends up fascinating that in both cases, if you have in mind a half of one, half of the other, the bread will be kiggle, the animal korban will not. So therefore, in other words, the Rambam is fascinating lahachmir, because after all, what you're saying is that because you have a suffix, whether to consider it pigle, therefore we have to consider it pigle, therefore we have to consider it pigle misach. The Kesef Mishnah additionally brings that the Rambam says that since the first Lashon, because according to the first Lashon, it's very cautious that it's that way. According to the second Lashon, it's only a suffix, and therefore we have reason to ignore that suffix and go according to the Vada, according to the first version, that definitely it applies to both. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, here's another version of the discussion. Rav Abba Zuti Boi Lohoch. Rav Abba Zuti understands that the question was as follows. Not the kvasim versus the bread, or not the toida versus the bread, but rather the two kvasim themselves of the two that are brought on Shavuos. He shechts one, and he's doing it with intention to eat a kezias of the other one tomorrow. Yimahu, what would be the din? Chaveiroi keves. So the question is, what does chaveiroi mean? So we shouldn't translate chaveiroi as the other one, the other thing. Well, the question is, what does the other thing mean? Chaveiroi keves, mashma. Does the word chaveiroi imply the other sheep? Veloi mefrago. And therefore, it's not pigle, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, because each of the kvasim we talked about at the beginning of the perek, that with the two kvasim, each one of them is a matur. Each one of them is, the two of them together, are needed in order to be matur the shtei lechem. One matur cannot make the other one pigle, as we talked about at the beginning of the perek. We're going to learn tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, that the mayor disagrees and says that one of them is able to make the other one pigle, but the chum disagrees, and we're talking according to the chachamim. So if he has in mind with the first keves that he's going to eat from the second one, then there would be no pigle. Or maybe the word chaveiroi actually means the bread which goes together with it, or mafagalei, and then you're going to have the din of our Mishnah that when he has a thought of pigle about the kvasim, then it automatically affects the lechem, and then it automatically affects the lechem as well. So now the question would be, though, the Shittim Kubetzis points out the question would really only be according to the mayor, because according to the Chachamim, he would have to have in mind during the Shitta of both of them in order for it to become pigle anyway. If he has in mind during the Shitta of only one of them, then anyway it's not going to become pigle. And if he has in mind during the Shitta of both of them, he can't say chaveiroi, because then obviously there's no other chaveiroi other than the bread at that point. Then the Shittim Kubetzis brings that which could work according to the Chachamim as well. It's not pigle, but it will be possible. So the question is, will it be possible in this case or not? Okay. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav, and according to this third version, Rav says to Rabbi Elazar, Tinisuha, we learn in the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, the Mishnah after next, like just Zayin Aman Aleph. Shachat Echem and Akvasim Lechem and Menel Amachar, if he shechts one of the sheep, having in mind that he's going to eat from that same sheep the next day, who pigol, the Chaveri Kosher, that sheep alone is pigol, and the other one is kosher. Lechem and Chaveri Lamachar, on the other hand, if he has in mind to eat from Chaveiroi tomorrow, Shneim Kshedim, then both of them are kosher, because one master is not mafagol the other. Ama Chaveiroi, Keves Mashma, so you see that the word Chaveiroi means the other Keves, and therefore, in your question, he says he's shechting one, having in mind to eat from Chaveiroi, then Chaveiroi means the other Keves, and it's not a problem. But the Gemara says, not necessarily, Duma the Polish for Ama Chaveiroi Keves. Maybe the next Mishnah means where he had in mind, where he specifically said that it's going to be the other keves. So the Brahmins of the Mishnah didn't bother mentioning the word keves. It just said chaveiroi, but he actually does mean the other keves. So in fact, the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha at all, and it comes out the Keren Ora explains that therefore because it's a suffix derabanan, and therefore we can be make on it. Because the halacha is like a ham in the faglin, the chatzimach, you can't make pigle with only half the matzah, with only one of the two glossin. In this connection, by the way, we've talked about here and there in the Masechta, the question of when we talk about thoughts of pigle, does it mean thought or does it mean speech? So here's one of the proofs that it means speech. Otherwise, he knows when he thought of chaveiro, does he mean the other keves or does he mean the other lechem? So that would be a proof. So there's a chance that therefore that it actually means speaking. But maybe not, because maybe it means that he actually thought those words, Shiyokom Chaveiro Lamachna. He actually thought those words, and he didn't spell out in his mind whether he meant Chaveiro Keves or Chaveiro or Lachan. Mishnah says, Hazevach, he was talking more about Tibor and more about things that are interdependent. The Mishnah says, Hazevach Lefagol Asanasafin, Mitchakod Shubakli. The Kurban, if it becomes Pigol, then the Nesachim that are supposed to go with it, the flour, wine, and oil, that goes with it, they're tuffle to it, and therefore they will become pigle, mishakod shubakli, but only if, when he made it pigle, those nesachim were already placed in a kli shavis. Before that point, they don't have kedushas, they only have kedushas agof, and therefore you could redeem them. Therefore, so now if the kodim became possible, then no problem. Buy back that flour and oil and whatnot from hekdesh and use it for something else, and later on you bring another kodim with new nesachim. Give it a mayor, so that's what a mayor says. But the nesachim do not make the korban pigle in the sense, the same thing. If he shechts korban having in mind to eat from it tomorrow, or nesachim are fugolim, both it and the nesachim are pigle, and if a person eats from any of them, or kizayis is going to be five kolos. Lahakiv nesachim lamachar, but if he shechts having in mind that he's going to offer the Nesachim tomorrow, and Nesachim with the Golem, the Nesachim, which were placed already at a Kli Shadish, at that point, are going to be Pigle, Hazevach, and the Fugle, but the Korban itself will not be Pigle, because again, the Nesachim are secondary to the Korban and not the other way around. So the mayor, in other words, is holding the underlying idea that Nesachim can become Pigle. The Chachamim disagree with that point. So Tanan Abban, we learn in a Braisa, Niske Behema Chayovin Alei Mishum Pickers. When it comes to Nesachim that come with an animal carbon, then the person is chayav to eating them if they're pigle. But they should dama zevach, matir and likrav, because once you sprinkle the blood of the carbon, that makes those Nesachim able to be offered on the Mizbeach. So therefore, the usual rule applies. There is a mat, something that has a matir, and therefore pigle applies there, as is the general rule. Dibrit of Meir, that's what a Meir says. Omru loyal at a mayor, but they said to the mayor, the two are not interdependent though. While I order maybe zivchayim and a sochav ad yud yamin, the fact is that a person can bring his korban now and bring his nesachim even 10 days later, as we're going to learn later on in the Masechta. So they're considered an independent korban, and therefore they're not really, you can't really say that they don't become mutter. They don't really have to do with the shechting of the korban. So the mayor answers, Afani Loyamarki Elabit Boyinim Azevach. You're right, though. I'm talking about only when they're coming with the korban. I agree. They come separately, then they're not capable of becoming pigle, because then they don't have a matzer. But when they come with the korban, then the korban is matzer then, and therefore pigle should apply that. Amruloi, but the Chum answered him, no, because extra l'shanosim is ever hacher. No, because you could equally well alter, and you can take those same nesachim and bring them with a different korban of the same type. So therefore, they're considered independent enough that therefore they're not part of the korban, and therefore they're not going to become pigle automatically with the korban. Tosfos has some discussion over here about various other Gemaras later on in Amasechta that talk about when you're allowed to switch from a Nesachim to a different Korban, and when not. So that could be according to the Meir, and Tosfos goes on and discusses in some detail various aspects of that, when we would say that the Nesachim are considered part of the Korban and go together with it versus not. In a similar vein, you have a similar machlokas. So the Gemara points out, it comes out that a mayor holds that once you have the nesachim there together with the korban, as soon as you shech the korban, then the nesachim are now established together with it, and you can't switch them to another korban, just like the lachme toida, where as soon as you shech the toida, then the bread becomes kodesh together with it, and once they're established together with the korban, then you can't, then not only you can't, whether you can switch them or not, but the point is you can't offer them until you actually sprinkle the blood on them as they are. So in other words, the mayor would agree, sure, it is possible, there is a stage where it's possible to bring them separately, but once you shech the korban, now they become part of that korban, and now you have to wait until Zrikas Adam in order to be able to offer them. So part of Tosfos' discussion is where he made it pigle, would that automatically also create that vias or not? And that's one way of understanding why the Chacham would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says you have a similar machlokas as far as the lug of oil that the mitzvah brings together with his korbanos. Tonan abanan lug shemen shom mitzvah chayav nolam mishum pigel. When it comes to that lug of oil, also a person will be chayav for it for pigel. If he has in mind to eat from the oil at chutz l'zmanu, mifneshadam osham matir lebahonis, because once you sprinkle the blood of the osham and apply it to the mitzvah's ear, thumb and toe, now it makes it mutter to do the same thing with the oil. Therefore, it has a matter, and therefore it has something else, the blood of the Osham, which is matter, and therefore pigle will apply, divir a mayor. That's what a mayor says. Omru loy, let a mayor, but the Chum said to the mayor, same thing as they said as far as in the Sochim, v'alei odam mevi ashamay ha'yoyim the lugim ikan rad yud yamim, a person could bring his Osham today, and the lug only many days later. And therefore, it's similar in that sense in the Sochim, and therefore you can't say that it's dependent on the Parvan. And again, he answers them. And you're right. What I'm talking about is only when it comes together with the Osham, and then the Osham is matter. And again, the Chum told him, it is perfectly possible to take that lug of oil and apply it to somebody else's Osham. So Rava says in the same way, same idea that once the Osham is shechted, then the mayor holds, now they become established with as part of the korban, and now you can't go and swap it out with another one, and now you can't go and apply it to the thumbs and the other body parts until the blood of the Osham is applied there, and therefore it's considered to have a matir, and therefore it's considered to have pigle, as opposed to the Chachamim will say that the Chum will say that it's not considered a kvius, or as Tosfos says, maybe especially when he made it pigle, it's not considered to have a kvius, and therefore it's still considered not something dependent on the korban, and because after all, the korban itself is pigle, and therefore you can still say that the oil itself will not be subject to pigle.